reflected in his people that Gideon is symbolizing. This is what will be declared. This is the battle cry at the end. Continuing on. O thou that dwellest upon many waters, abundant in treasures, thy end is come, and the measure of thy covetousness. The Lord of hosts has sworn by himself, saying, Surely I will fill thee with men as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up a shout against thee. Men are going to fill Babylon and lift up a shout against them. What's this shout against Babylon? Well, it's a loud cry message. Come out of Babylon. Cry aloud. Continuing on, the portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Now this next verse is speaking of Israel. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee I will break in pieces the nations, and with thee I will destroy kingdoms. And with thee I will break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee I will break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With thee also will I break in pieces man and woman, and with thee I will break in pieces old and young, and with thee I will break in pieces the young and the maid. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock, and with thee I will break in pieces the husbandman and the yoke of oxen, and with thee I will break in pieces captains and rulers. And I will render unto Babylon and to all its inhabitants of Chaldea all their evil that they have done in Zion in your sight, saith the Lord. Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain. This is Babylon, a mountain, saith the Lord, which destroyeth all the earth. And I will stretch out mine hand upon thee, and roll thee down from the rocks, and will make thee a burnt mountain. Now, brothers and sisters, the Lord is describing God's people here as a weapon that all this destruction comes, but this is a spiritual battle. The battle that is being portrayed literally in Gideon's story is representing a spiritual battle at the end of the world that is a battle between two characters, the character of Christ as opposed to the character of Satan. And at this time period in Earth's history, when God's people perfectly reflect his character, all the walls of Babylon, all the pretense of that type of character development is going to come tumbling down. Carrying on. And they shall not take of thee a stone for a corner, nor a stone for foundations, but thou shalt be desolate forever, saith the Lord. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. The daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. It is time to thresh her, yet a little while, and the time of her harvest shall come. The violence done to me and to my flesh be upon Babylon, shall the inhabitant of Zion say, and my blood upon the inhabitants of Chaldea, shall Jerusalem say. This puts you in mind to Revelation, wherein the souls from underneath the altar cry out, How long, Lord, dost thou not avenge our blood?